Hello, it's on this day. It is the Thursday, the 8th of December, 2022. It is John Gibbons. I'm joined in the studio by Neil Atkinson and over Zoom by Mike Bencole to talk about, well, a few nice events that happened on this day. We've got a classic Champions League game and also a few birthdays to discuss as well. But first of all, Mike, on this beautiful winter's day, how are you?
All good, all good. A bit chilly.
It's dipped like today, mate, hasn't it?
Honestly, it's like minus two. And I saw Mo Stewart tweet that his boiler packed in, which was probably the wrong night for it to pack in, given it was so cold. But I'm okay. I'm good.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you're working boiler, food in your belly and a license for your telly and nothing's going to bring you down, hey? But enough about Paolo Nuttini. We're going to talk a little bit about Liverpool 3, Olympiacos 1. And it's a funny one, Neil, in a way, because, you know, so many wonderful nights have happened since. It can get lost, but it shouldn't, because it was brilliant.
It was genuinely astonishingly brilliant. It was. There's just nights where there's the nights where you know you're on the march, and then there's the nights where you realise you're on the march. If you know what I mean. So there's some games you turn up to, and you realise that the game wears on. No, hang on, this is a serious thing that we're doing here, and this is one of those ones. And then there's others where, like, I always remember the Champions League run. Under Julia, which culminated in going out to Leverkusen. Like, by the time you get to Leverkusen at home, which genuinely is one of the best atmospheres I've ever experienced at Anfield, it's obviously forgotten because we don't go through. But by the time you get to Leverkusen at home, you know what this is. Whereas Olympiacos, I think there was an air of general expectancy that we'd find a way through. But the way the game sort of plays out, by the end, it's unbridled. It is absolutely incredible. It's such a great goal, but it's also the nature of the momentum of the, you know, every sub he makes leads to a goal. Everything just sort of piles on all the way through. It's feeling pretty down about it all at halftime, and then everyone rouses themselves all together. It is one of the genuinely great Anfield nights, and it's one of those ones where we all remember again. And I think that those are important, and there's very, very few football clubs on the planet who don't have to remember again. I think Real Madrid are possibly one, but even they, I've had their moments across the last 10 years where they needed to remember again. But apart from that, really, you know, Manchester City have got nothing to remember. Paris Saint-Germain have almost got nothing to remember. But you get the impression, like, for instance, it wouldn't surprise me this year if, let's say, Bayern Munich win the Champions League. There's a night where it looks like they're going out, and then half-time hits, and the Allianz remembers again, and Sadio Mane scores a brace. And before you know where you are, Bayern Munich have found their way through this test in tie, and Bayern Munich have remembered again, and everyone's moving and everyone's going in that direction. And we remember again this one against Olympiacos that were Liverpool and were not to be trifled with.